You're listening to SBS News.
It was a record voter turnout to decide if the future of the Pacific island of New Caledonia is with France or as a new nation. The independence referendum result, a narrow majority, voting to stick with the French Republic for now. A move welcomed by French President Emmanuel Macron.
En tant que chef de l'État,
as head of state, I salute this show of confidence in the Republic with a profound feeling of gratitude. I welcome those results also with humility.
3,000 kilometres from Australia, but 16,000 from Paris, New Caledonia is France's most distant territory. It was colonised about 170 years ago, but violent confrontations erupted in the 1980s. Impoverished Indigenous Kanaks, seeking independence, clashed with the French before a peace agreement was signed which allowed for three possible referenda. This was the second. The vote was split largely along ethnic lines.
We voted yes for independence, yes. Yes for independence because people have been fighting for that for generations, so we'll not stop the fight.
I voted against independence for several reasons. First, because we want security in New Caledonia. I'm not sure that if we are independent, we'll be able to have this security.
More than 180,000 registered voters were asked if they wanted full sovereignty and to become independent. 53.26% responded no, and 46.74% oui. That's 3.4% tighter than the surprise 2018 referendum result. It's being put down to a higher voter turnout, up from 81 to 85.6%, especially by Kanaks. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne acknowledged the outcome, but welcomed France's ongoing presence in the region as that of China grows. She said in a statement, Australia values its close relationship with France as a like-minded partner in the Indo-Pacific region and its significant contribution to regional security and prosperity. Professor Tess Newton-Cain from the Griffith Asia Institute says Australia is walking a fine line.
Maurice Payne has made it very clear that Australia has and is going to need to have something of a bifurcated approach. So there is a relationship with New Caledonia, and she referenced 80 years of diplomatic relationships. And then there is a relationship with France, which as a regional power, and obviously France is a UN permanent member on the Security Council.
French President Emmanuel Macron now warily eyeing the final possible referendum in 2022.
We have 2 years in front of us to talk and imagine the future.
With the vote steadily closing, independence leaders like Roch Wamatan are getting ready for their last chance.
I acknowledge from the President that the third referendum is a possibility. Well, it's written in the law that it's possible that this is our trajectory.